This saw is min b'minoi. The Budol's min b'minoi is not bottle. So even though a little bit dam of a korban got mixed up with a lot of dam of chulin, it will not be bottle. You can make this rika. The son of them sulim, let's say the dam of korbanus sulim got mixed up. Rashi says to go in revei of a nirva by benishkat chuslas mane chuslam koymoi. So now what do we do with the dam now? As yishpech lo me'enechanami, since it's not bottle proiv, you have to spill out the dam, because you can't use it. What about the dam atamsis? If the dam nefesh can't mix up the dam that comes out later, that's not kosher for zriko, it's also yishpech liyom, if you spill out the dam, you can't use it. But again, Reb Lezer says no, there's no din bit of proiv here, it's min b'minoi, and therefore you could be machshir it, you could use it for aktara. Ayla meist, you're putting some dam sulam on the mizbeach, by putting some dam tamsis on the mizbeach. So what's the heter? This we'll see in the Gemara. The Lezer Machshir, Im Lo Nimlach, and the Mishnah Stam says, according to everybody by studies, Im Lo Nimlach, even according to the Tanakhama, if the Kohen did not ask any questions, and he put it on the mizbeach, the Nosan Kosher, Nechnam B'dievetaka, the Zerika is called the Gezerika. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll see in the next tape, we'll continue on learning the Gemara, we'll have to see what the Svaras of the Machloikis are. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Ches Omer Aleph. We're just to well begin the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dam Shenesar B'mayim Im Yesh Poi Marvaz Dam Kosher. That if Dam got mixed up with water, see if it still looks like blood, even though there's more water, still it's kosher. There's not bot brave, as long as you can tell that it's Dam. Nesar B'yayim, let's say the blood got mixed up with wine, so now you can't tell, they both look red. So very nice to kill with mine. Look as if the blood was water, and if look as if the yayin was water, and if you still tell the color of dam, will be kosher. Nisar b'dam behemoy b'dam achayah. What's going to be if the dam of the kachim got mixed up with the dam of the behemoy dam of achayah? So very nice to kill with mine. Again, we look as if the blood of the behemoy or the achayah was water, and if the dam kachim still makes the color there, then it'll be kosher. We have Yiduraim and know that ain't dam about the dam. No matter how small amount of dam kachim falls into the dam of the behema, still it's not bought the brave. Ain't dam about the dam. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. What's going to be in the star of a dam? Sulim, let's say the dam kachim gets mixed up with the dam of a behema that's possible. Then the rocker is Yishbech liyama. The Chetchili is supposed to throw this water to the yama. And Rashi says it means Rafidu akosher abalov, even though you have more dam kosher than dam sulim, still the chilot is exerah that he's supposed to spill, throw the dam away. Yishprech liyama. Same thing with dam atamtsis, yishprech liyama. If the dam of the korban got mixed up with the dam, that's not the dam hanefesh, the dam that comes out after the nefesh leaves. So the chilot is exerah not to use this dam. The belezerim of lezer machshir, lezer does not hold for exerah, and he says no. The lezer machshir, he could use this dam, even though the dam kachim got mixed up with dam sulim, with dam atamtsis, still it's kosher to be used. And the Moir says, Afilo Tanakamo. And the Mishnah says, what's going to be though, Im La Nimlach, the Nosin Kosher, even according to the Tanakamo, that B'dievet, if the Kohen did not ask any shalas, and he made his Rika with this dam, even though the dam got mixed up with dam Sulim or dam Atamtus, still B'dievet, his Rika was good. In other words, Zonulachat Chilog Zevedik Alocha, that you're not supposed to use it. But B'dievet, if the dam was used, the Korban is Kosher. Yeah, this is what we're holding. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Chiya Baraba, Omer Reb Yechanan, name of Reb Yechanan, that Loishonu Ela Shenoflu Mayim Motech Dam. The Mishnah is only talking about where the Mayim, the water, spills into the dam. That's what the Tanakhama says, that as long as you can tell the color of dam, even though there's more water there than dam, still it's kosher. That's only if first you have the dam kachim, and now water falls in. So since the water falls in, every little drop of water that falls in is like bottle to the dam. So the main thing is the dam, therefore it's still kosher. But what's going to be? Avonofal dam l'toich mayim. But let's say the dam falls into water, even though it keeps on falling in drop after drop. So what happens is when the first drop of blood falls into the water, so as far as rishon bottle, the first drop of blood becomes bottle. Because when the first drop fell in, you did not see the dam. It does not look like dam. It still looks like water. So therefore, that first drop was bottle. And you keep on saying, Rishon, Rishon, Bottle. See, even though later, when the color changes, and now it looks like dam, you want to say it should be Chayzev Neir, it should be Kosher again, but now we say, no, there's a psul of Bichui, that since there was a time when the dam was not fit to be used, at the time when the dam first fell into the water, since at that time there was more water there, it looked like water, not like dam, so dam was not fit to be used, even though later when more dam falls in, and now it looks like dam, still there's a spar of Nitche. Since the dam was not fit to be used at that time, it cannot be chayz, you can't use it anymore. The Rashi says, Leshonu, Tiyim Yesh by Marvis Dam Kosher, V'yafagav Deruba Mayim, even though there's more water there, that's only if the water fell into the blood. So then we say, every little bit is bottle, it becomes the chelik of the dam. So until it changes colors, still it's kosher. But the opposite way, it's no good. Because then we say, Yesh Dichun. The Gemara says, but Omar Rav Papa, Papa says, we should know, Olinyin Kisu Yena Kain, for the loch in the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, it's not that way. Because even though a little bit dam fell into water, and at the beginning it was bottle, so right then there was no mitzvah of Kisi Adam, you only have water and not dam, but later when more dam keeps on falling in, and later the color changes to be dam, there will come back again the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, the dam of an oif or the dam of a chaya. And the reason is why, the fishein dicha be mitzvahs, because the loch of mitzvahs, there's no din dichui. Even though there was a time that this dam was not fit for the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, but later when it becomes fit, the mitzvah comes back again. It's only by kochim, the dam that's right for Zrika, here we hold Yesh Dichoy for kochim. Since there's a time when the dam is not fit for Zrika's Adam, it does not come back again. But by mitzvahs, we say, like Rashi says, the Vishen Dichoy the mitzvahs, the Yarfa Pishen Nitcho, Tipa Rishena, Shinafot Echamayim, even though when the first drop of blood out of the oif or out of the chaya fell into water. At that time it was bottle. Plevoya Marisa Niki could not tell that it's dam. Afilavochi still, Kihoda Nofoti Pashniya, when the second or third drop falls in, it's Chazeres Rishon of Nira wakes up the first one, and it's Mistarf to say now there's a mitzvah Dichoy, because there's no din Dichoy by mitzvahs. So Rashi says, Lo Shayach Dichoy, Ela B'Dov Kedusha, only by Dov Kedusha of Kabonis, then we say Dichoy. But not by stam mitzvahs. Now the Gemara says, Omer Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Omer Resh Lakish, Ha-pigul v'ha-noisor v'ha-tomei, we have a kezayis of a piece of meat that was pigul, a kezayis of a piece of meat that was noisor, and a third kezayis of a piece of meat that's tomei. And the Chiddush is now shebolulon zebezeh. You mix up these three pieces, these three kezayisim, you mix them up. The yochlan eat them all three together. The yochlan locher is pota. You pota meaning we do not give you malchus. You do not get malchus even though you eat these three kizaisim. You do not get malchus for it. And the reason is iyefsh. It's impossible shela yirba min al chaveroi, that one min gets mixed up with the other one. Biyavat lenu, and one min is like a tofel to the other one. Like one min remains the rive, and the other one is a miyut. And that min is mavatel the other one. Rashi says, "Iyef shesh lo yarba min achaveroi kishulayis." When you're chewing up these three kizaisim, oisam befiv in your mouth, nivlo min lotechaveroi. One min, one piece of meat gets mixed up with the other piece of meat. So muta shozeh bruba shozeh. A meat, let's say one small piece of the noisah gets mixed up with a piece of meat that's pigul. Obot lamid b'roiv, and therefore that small piece of meat of noisah gets mixed up with the piglins, bot of roiv. V'habotol v'chlau min noisah v'alam avatol v'nikra shmai, and therefore now it's called one big piece of tigul, but you're missing a piece of noisah. It's missing from it. And therefore, since we do not know which min is the miyut or which min is the ruboy, we do not know for which malchus, for which one you get malchus. So Gemara says, Shemamina, from here I hear tlas, from this chiddush of Resh Lakish, I hear three big chiddushim. First of all, Shema Mina Isurim Avatlam Zezeh, that even though one piece of meat is noiser and one is pigul, like they're both iser, still I say one could be mevatel the other one. The noiser could be mevatel the pigul. And according to Chiddush is that maybe bitl only applies by iser to heter. But now we're both of them are isurim. Here we see even though both of them are isurim, still the small piece of pigul that falls into the piece of noiser becomes bottle there, and now you do not have a sheer kezayis or tigul. That's one Kiddush. Secondly, Yerushma Mina Noisin Tam Baroiv Lav Diraisa. Now that's what we say, Noisin Tam, it's not Botol, that's not a Diraisa Svara that you would not get Malkus for it. Because here, even though the small piece of Tigel, let's say, got mixed up with the Noisa, but still you could taste it. And there's only Kizayis there. There's not Shishim against it. So still you could taste the time of the pigul in the Noiser. And the Havaminer is, we're talking about Min Bishen Aminoi. There are three different types of pieces of meat here. So one has a taste in the other one. So even though you could taste it, still I do not say Tam Kikas Yeraisom enough to get Malkus. You will not get Malkus. Hirachi says, Hod Yom Rabbon Mechol Duchta, that Isra Noisin Tam Beta Oisroi, so that's not as far to get Malkus. Because here what Sparkus says, you do not get Malkus for it. Ushmamina, the third Kiddush is, Hasra Sofik Leshme Hasra. Like Lechura here, we're warning you, do not eat these three Kizaisim here. Because we know at least for sure you're over one Issa. So why don't you get Malkus? Because since we do not know for sure which one is the Raiv, it's only considered Hasra Sofik. Like we're not for sure if we're going to give you Malkus for the Issa of Noisa, or we're going to give you Malkus for the Issa of Tigum, or for the Issa of Tanei. Even though for sure you're reading a Kazayas of one of them, but still the Asura, the warning we give you is not enough, because it's considered Asura something, we cannot warn you for sure, like, do not eat this Kazayas of Pigel. We cannot tell you for sure there's a Kazayas of Pigel here, because maybe a small piece of the Pigel got mixed up with the piece that's Tameh, and it became bottle in that piece. So the rive of Tameh was Mavato, the small piece of Pigel. So that's the three Kedushim here, that Issa could be Mavato Issa. And even though you have a Tam here, Tam is not Chomer to give you Malkus. And secondly, thirdly, Asura Safik, Leishme Asura. Therefore, Shlaka says, if you eat these three Kizaisim together, you chew them together, we cannot give you Malkus. So Nishti Gemara is, Masiv Rav Rav is the question, Also Isa Min Chitim Min Oiriz, a person makes a dough, mainly from flour of Chitim of wheat, and also from flour of rice. So again, so also Isa, you made this dough from chitim and from rice. So it says Alochom, im yesh boi tam dogen, if the taste here tastes like the wheat, so chayeves bechala, yechayev in chala. V'yafagav, even though the majority here is made out of rice, and rice we know is potter from chala. Rice is not considered from the five minim. It's not part of the chamishas minim dogim. Still the Brisa says yechayev in chala. So it must be why, because since she could taste the wheat here, tam is kicker, and the taste of the wheat, like this mahapach, it changes over this whole din of the dough into wheat, and therefore yechayev in chala. So here you see it's midiraisa, tam kicker, and therefore you should get malchus in our case. So Mora says, no, it could be midirabonin, that this din here, that yechayev in chala is only midirabonin, but maybe midiraisa and echonami, midiraisa taki yipota from chala. It's not really called wheat. So Moshe says, no, the Yochi is so aim a sefer. What does the sefer say of this bright? It says clearly, Yochi aim a sefer, Odim yoitse boy yedechabos of Pesach. It says that you make this type of a matzah on Pesach, that mainly the matzah is made from rice. You have a small amount of wheat inside this matzah. So as long as the matzah tastes like wheat, it says, Yot yedechabos of. So Hura matzah is a mitzvah deraisa. So you must say, since Tam kikas deraisa, the Tam of the wheat changes over this piece of matzah into wheat. So here you see Tam kick is mamish diraisa, that you'd even get Malkus now with Shaila. So Moshe says true, El avada min b'shein eminoi.